5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about your boy Chris Taylor pulling the Reggie Jackson with three home runs in this game tonight for the Dodgers and six RBIs? Are you kidding me? The Dodgers are up 7-2 in the eighth. They're going to win this game and send it back to Atlanta for game six. Farrell on a bench with Carver High. I have to tell you, I know how upset you are, Carver High. I will not be on the air tomorrow or Monday. It is a four-day bender weekend for Uncle Futrelli. I get the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday run in. Just working days, they owe me. So I'll be back Tuesday. So this is my last show. This is like a pain-free Friday-type show for me. This is my last show for the week. Right now, the last hour, the final supper. We're getting in here. And we've got a game in Cleveland after Teddy on third down and goal gets it done. They get into the end zone. It's a three-point game with 5 minutes left. Now, what are the odds that Cleveland goes down and scores, or Denver gets the ball back and has one last shot to try to tie the game or win the game? What do you think happens?
I think that Denver's going to get the ball back with a chance to tie or win this game. Don't know if they will, but they'll get the ball back.
And I'll tell you what, if they tie the game on a field goal, they'll lose in overtime, as sure as I'm sitting here. They need to try to win the game if they get the ball back. There's no ties in overtime on the road. You're going to lose. Right. They need to get the ball back, and they need to go for it and try to win the game. Herm Edwards style. Look at your boy Case Keenum throwing the ball immediately. And they're going to get a nice 8-yard gain on the first play.
Let's go.
You got to wake up and smell the coffee here, Denver. You've got to stop this guy. You got to be kidding me that this guy hasn't played in 2 years and he's out there slinging it. I told you he'd go over 219. He's got to be there right now, at least.
It's close.
I mean, if he throws one more pass for like 7 yards, he's got to be over. It was 218.5.
Beautiful night in Las Vegas here at Allegiant. How many people at this game, you think? UNLV, San Jose State.
I got it at Allegiant. I have it on the side. Oh, God, a big gainer. The guy's going to go hizzy. They pulled him down from behind, but he's at the 45. Boy, does Denver suck. I mean, do they suck or what? Oh, no, he's still a ways away. I guess they're up to date. He's at 192. He's not even at 200 yet. Oh, my God. So I thought he was over 200.
No.
This guy Johnson, is that who that ran that ball? He's having a huge night.
The Ernest.
Having a huge night. He's already got 114 yards, maybe more now. I can't keep track of it all. 7-yard average. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, Sirius, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench on a thirsty Thursday with Carver High. 17-14 Browns, 3.5 left. They're moving down the field like butter. They got the ball. You know, Denver gets within 3 and then kicks off, and they just let them go right down the field. That is so unbelievable to me. How bad do you suck? It really is. De'Ernest Johnson has a buck 20 tonight. Boy, was I wrong about that. I didn't think this guy would do anything. He's had a game of his life. Now people are going to start talking about him getting the job. They're so quick to get rid of Chubb and Hunt. Now they'll go for this guy. Where are they getting all these running backs, I want to know, that have these gigantic games?
I mean, this guy, they basically, you know, they pulled him off the scrap heap for tonight. He had nothing going on.
Meanwhile, he's having a career night. I mean, it's 2nd and 4. They're going to get another first down here. They're just killing them. Denver's a joke. That's what they are. They're a joke. This is the most important drive, and they're just letting them do whatever they want. There's another first down. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Oh, my God. I'm going to puke. I'm going to puke watching them play. I can't even take it how bad they are. They are atrocious. You got to admit. I mean, you got to be kidding me that they get within 3 and then they let them go 75 yards in 4 plays. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Oh, look, Landry's hurt again. And he is limping bad. Like, that's like, that is done. That is done for weeks. He can't even walk. Remember, he went on the IR with a knee. Now his knee's fried. Done. I even said that today. I go, I don't trust that knee of his as far as you can spit. He didn't even make it. He's done. He can't even walk. Are you kidding me? They're going to let him get another big gain? I mean, I may have to turn the channel, Carver. I'm going to have a stroke in here. I can't even take it. Landry, I don't understand why he's so injured. But he is done, man. That left knee is done. He can't even walk. He is finished. He's going to be out for weeks. Guy can't even walk. And they brought him off IR for this game. They were so desperate. Meanwhile, Beckham played too. They both played, and now he's injured again. It's Pharrell on the bench. All right, Carver High, 2nd and 7 for the Browns at the 21 of Denver, and it's the 2-minute warning, so now they're coming out of that. They're going to run this play. Johnson gets 5. Now they're going to let the clock run, right, for 40 seconds down to, like, a minute 10. Run the play. Then there's going to be 40 seconds left in the game, right?
It's going to be very close. I'm going to say they're probably going to kick the field goal so that way they force the Broncos to go the whole field for a touchdown. I mean, if it's like a 4th and 1 or something like that, they might just try to bulldoze it and end the game.
But if he gets a first down here on 3rd and 2,
it's all over. Finished. They'll run the clock out.
So I need him to get a first down.
Yes.
All right, so they're going to take they called a timeout. Oh, God. With 1:13 left. So I need the first down. I need him to get a first down and then just get down on the ground, and then the game's over. And then I get the cover on the 4. I mean, it opened at 4. That's where I got it. You knew that all week. And now it moved to 1.5. That's not my problem. I bet it at 4. So I need them to get a first down here. If they don't get a first down, they're going to kick the field goal and kill me. Which would just be the knife in my chest. An absolute knife in my chest. Now, this guy Johnson has run for a buck 30 tonight. And of all things, he'll get stopped on 3rd down. Watch. He's gained 7 yards every time he carries the ball. Here he is Oh, he's got the first down to Moore. He's gonna lay down at the five. There you go. Again. Oh,
he laid down.
Oh no.
Oh man. He lays down too.
They're gonna take the first down away from him. Oh my god. Oh my god. What a way to lose a bet. He gets the first down, and now they get a. I don't even know where the illegal motion was.
You need him to get really close. They're going to run the ball again here. What you need is you need him to get close enough to where there's 20 seconds left and Stefanski will just say, let me try to bulldoze here for the first down on fourth down. You need him to get real close. If it's like fourth and like six, he's going to kick. If it's fourth and seven, fourth and six, he'll kick the field goal.
Although you might not want to risk that
because you know you got to remember something else. He did have a field goal blocked earlier in the game.
He's gonna run here and get the first down
and go down.
He just got the first down. Game over.
Wow, what a pathetic display by the Bronco defense. How about the Bronco defense? Can't get a stop on the ground. Third and seven. I mean, look at this guy. That is embarrassing from that D. I'd fire Fangio tomorrow.
I would too, but I'll tell you what, they covered a four for me. With that awful football team, that miserable, terrible football team, I still covered. How beautiful is that with that crap? It's over now. Boom. One knee, game over, cover. Cover! I'll take that every day. I will take that every day of the week. I'll take a spread over a money line, too. I'll take that to the bank, baby. You know I love that. Now, what happened with those running Rebels? Come on, son. Let's shift it over to the UNLV
game. They got a
touchdown. They scored, UNLV.
Proud of the Browns here tonight. What an effort.
Proud of the Browns. Look at you. Congratulations. And then we got, on top of that, I got UNLV going now. And I still got, I think, second half dubs, right? Warriors never come out to play. Yay! And your boy, Steph Curry, going off tonight in the biggest way possible. Let's take a look at it. They're up. Oh, they're down at the half. Can you believe that after his big performance? They're losing by one. And that is crazy to me. They were up 20, and now they're down one. PG has 22, and Curry's got 28. Curry, 10 of 14 from the floor, 5 of 6 from downtown. George, 4 of 6 from downtown, 9 of 13 from the floor. So it's back and forth between PG and Steph.
Nice.
In this NBA game tonight. Boy, did the Bucks take the night off, Carver High. What'd you think of their performance against the Heat? 137-95.
So they got their win against the Nets at home the other night. They got their rings. They make a trip down to South Beach. What, they party last night? Let's take the night off tonight. Little time at the pool this afternoon.
Your boy Tyler Hero Sandwich had 27. Remember when they said he was finished?
Yeah, no good.
Butler had 21. Adebayo 20. Let's see what Lowry did in his debut with the Heat. A great game. 1 of 8 from the floor. 5 points. PJ Tucker, 8 points. Jeez, I had a bigger game than him last night.
PJ outscored Lowry?
PJ outscored Lowry.
A tough look.
Right. The Hawks beat the Magic, or the Mavericks, excuse me, 113-87, Hawks over Dallas.
Nice job by the Mavs tonight. Nice night. They didn't show up either.
Doncic was terrible, 6 of 17. He had 18 points.
6 of 17. Jeez.
Reddish on your salad had 20. And then Trae Young had 19 and 14 dimes. Collins 16-9, Capella 12-13 boards, a double double. Hunter 11 points. Everybody on the Hawks getting involved. Both of them, their openers, 113-87. Atlanta wins in Hot Town at the Hub, State Farm. And that's that. Now, the Dodgers, 7-2, bottom eight. They're up, runner on first, nobody out. Turner, your boy, can you imagine the game that he had tonight? Or Taylor. Taylor had six RBIs. Chris Taylor, six RBIs, three home runs. He homered in the second to left, and a two-run shot made it 3-2. They were losing, or they went up 3-2. They were down 2-0. Pollock homered, made it 2-1. His home run made it 3-2. Then he singled to center. Pollock scored. It was 4-2. Then he homered to center in the fifth, made it with two on, or with one on. Made it 6-2. Then he homered to left center, a solo shot, made it 7-2. What a game for Taylor. What a postseason for Taylor.
Huge.
Remember he had the game-winning hit against
those Cardinals in the wild card game.
Right. That shot to left, that home run. The guy's been unbelievable. So now you're going to get another game, at least, in game six in Atlanta. Now you got game six tomorrow in Houston. Do you think the Astros finish him off tomorrow?
The Red Sox bats have been quiet for two games in a row. I'm just not sure if they'll be able to hold them for three straight. And I like that Evaldi's pitching for the Red Sox. He pitches well in big games. He has a big game feel to him. I lean Red Sox in game six, but I think the Astros will win it in game seven.
Ugh. So coming up, go for the two. Go for Jim! Your boy Joe Lisi is up next with all of his college football plays for the weekend on the bench. Extra appetizers tonight from Go for the Two, Go for Gin. Your boy Joe Lisi is back on the bench for his weekly soiree with Uncle Futrelli and Carver High into the depths of college football betting. We're going to give him the extra appetizer here by not only hitting all, like we do normally, the top 25 matchups, but we're going to throw him a bone as well on the Friday night four-pack Shakur of games involving no ranked teams to see what kind of damage he's got going on there. How you doing, Joe?
Doing well, Scotty. I was talking to Carver in the break. Feel good, feel strong. Great weekend of college football. Got off to a little slow start tonight. I was on Tulane, obviously, not good. But feel good about this weekend, so let's kick it around.
Carver High and I hit SMU and Louisiana, both to win and spread. And right now, UNLV 7-3 on San Jose State. And I actually bet on that crappy UNLV team getting 4.5. But I don't have any faith in them. They're so anemic. We'll see how it goes. And Charlotte let us down tonight, getting 5 at home. So tomorrow night, Middle Tennessee and UConn. Carver High's already predicted there'll be 5 people at the game in stores. Middle Tennessee laying 15 and a hook. Now, UConn did beat Yale last week for their first win since before Christ.
What was that? I don't even know, but that's a long time. 16, 13? Yeah, that's out there. But I'll tell you this. I lean to Middle Tennessee State. Don't really like the game, per se. I lean to the favorite, but my best bet is the over. This over opened up, I think, at 57. They bit it down right now on FanDuel, 55.5. Juice to the under at minus 114. I think Middle Tennessee State going to put up some points. UConn, I think, will as well. I think you might get this by the third quarter.
Memphis and UCF in Orlando. Memphis laying 1.5. Do you give UCF a shot at home? I do.
Yeah, because of the heat, it's Gus Malzahn. I mean, Their quarterback, Mikey Keen, I mean, he made some plays in the fourth quarter there. I mean, I just don't have confidence in the run game. That's the one thing. I like Silverfield as coach. I would lean to Memphis in this ball game. Again, I'm not one of my better picks, but I like Memphis on the road here. They did strike the upset last year. They were down 18, obviously knocked off UCF for the first time in 13 years. I would lay it with Memphis.
Utah State and Logan getting 3 from Colorado State, and they actually have a better record than the Rams. Utah State, the Aggies, 4-2.
Yeah, I like Utah State outright. I like them plus the 2.5 and plus 124. Like Logan Bonner, like the versatility of the offense. I know they haven't played well at home recently, but this is definitely a winnable game that I think they could step up and obviously, you know, I think they can win it by 7-10.
Washington, I got it 15 and a hook. It's moved to 18 at Tucson against Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona.
I told Carver, if Washington doesn't paste Arizona in this ballgame, paste them, I mean by 30, I don't want to hear about Jimmy Lake or this team at all. I mean, come on. They're on like the fourth string quarterback. They have walk-ons in the middle. I mean, this is like a high school team at this point. I mean, come on. Let's go back to the days of Steve Entman, Bean O'Brien. I mean, Nat Kaufman. Can we get back to some physicality? Knock a helmet off.
You know,
unbelievable. Bean O'Brien. Well, Breno Cook, too. Breno Cook.
Cook drop, Carver High. Yeah, I had to like that right there.
I did like the Breno Cook drop, yes.
I said Breno Cook, I'm out of it. It's 11:30. No, I meant Breno Bryant.
Your boy Joe's just completely got a drive Scotty, by shooting there. Scotty, he still hasn't Breno caught on Cook. The fact that I – the drop because – so anyway, here's the story so you can catch up, Joe. My buddy is the long past Breno Cook. I grew up in Pittsburgh. Breno was my dad's right. best friend. And when he was okay. on ESPN all those years, he's a legend. And it's right. a funny thing that I'll tell you this story because I got a phone call today, Carver High, from the governor driving in his car with his wife through really? West Texas on his way to Lubbock the in the governor. Car. At sunset time, talking about the romantic sunset in West Texas. And I sang to him in that Southwest Texas town of El Paso. And then his wife got a kick out of that. And then he told me about this author who's written a book about Breno Cook. And we're going to get him on the show. So the guy did this huge drop into Beano's world. And all of his funny sayings and all his funny lines. And we're going to get the guy on Coast to Coast and on the bench. But I got that phone call today about Breno Cook. So here comes Joe Lisi dropping some guy Beano's name on Washington. And then I dropped the Breno Cook line and Carver High caught it. And your boy Joe with the drive-by thought he said Breno Cook because he thinks he's had too many wines tonight out chasing tail. So the story comes full circle. All right, Joe, let's do
top. Full circle, baby. All right.
Carver, I know you're disappointed in Joe there, missing the Breno Cook drive-by. I mean,
I missed it. I don't know. I was watching.
He doesn't know the backstory of you and Breno. Now he knows.
But he thought he said
now I know.
In a drunken mess.
Even better, though, you drop in the line. Now I know what game the governor's doing on Saturday. He's got Kansas State and Texas Tech, so now we know.
Ooh, I like that game. Those best uniforms in college football, Texas Tech. Bing, bing.
And then your boy, he told me why he drove. He said I don't know what it was. I don't know, his wife wouldn't
Well,
fly
his wife
to...
doesn't, his, I remember this story because he's told us a few times when he drives to games. His wife doesn't like to fly, I believe. So when right. he has a game that's within range of the chateau, he likes to bring her and he'll drive to the game.
Oh, are we talking the governor, Timmy Brando? Is that who we're? Yes. I thought we were actually talking about. I thought we were talking about some governor out in like Pittsburgh. Like we're talking about Timmy Brando when you said the chateau. I'm like Joe. Doing the game. The governor's doing the game. Timmy Brando, love Timmy Brando, Timmy B.
You know, Joe, you haven't hung around us long enough to catch all of our inside jokes and our nicknames and the governor. And the governor to us is Tim Brando. I've been friends with Tim Brando for 30 years. And
I know.
So that's the governor. And he still, like, he doesn't, Like when he called me up, his wife's in the car, right? So they're driving, and they're driving through West Texas, and the phone rings, and I answer it, and I go, "Governor," and then his wife, and then he says, "My wife's in the car. Don't start cussing." And I go, "I got you, Governor." So everyone, and I said tonight, the story tonight was that I picked up my daughter at church and she was 25 minutes late coming out of the church. And I started cussing in the church parking lot in the car. And all these parents heard me cussing. And I said, "I don't give a Pharrell what you think of me. Don't even look at me. I'm the devil. And I'm picking up my kid here in the church parking lot. And you can all kiss my ass. And I know I'm going to hell anyway. So what's the difference?" And then everyone's turned on me now, Joe. People, when I call up the governor, he says, "Don't cuss, Pharrell." I go pick up my daughter. She's in ninth grade. I'm cussing. My wife thinks I got a foul mouth. I live next door to a priest. He thinks I got a foul mouth. Carver High thinks I got a foul mouth. You think I got a foul mouth. I can't win. All right, here we go. No. Top 25 games this week. Let's get focused here. All right. We're under a tremendous.
Let's go. We got to focus. We got to get our chi back.
All right. USC and Notre Dame. Notre Dame now playing their 35th quarterback of the season. Carver High has said Buckner should get the nod based on the future. The future is now. But, of course, Kelly will still go with Jack Boring Ice Cream Cone. And will they handle the Trojans and the 7 spot?
No. Dun, 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 dun. One of my best bets for the weekend. You got to bet USC every other week. See, they covered the last two games on the road and covered big against Colorado and Washington State. At home, they get blown out. This is a road game off a bye. Notre Dame's won 3 straight by 15 points per game. But they actually have the quarterback advantage with either Jackson Dart or Keaton Slovis. USC outright over Carver's Fighting Irish.
By the way, I just want to slip this in right now. My buddy called me today in Chicago. His friend is the guy that won the $1.3 million on the Browns tonight on the money line, winning the game against Denver. He won $1.3 million on a parlay. My buddy, my car dealer friend, called me up and said that's his best friend that won the $1.3 million. He called me today, he said, "My boy's on the Browns tonight. He could get the other side for $600,000 if he wants." And I'm like, "Ride the Lightning. They'll win the game." And sure enough, he won $1.3 million tonight. They showed him the video of him. They're all having sex with one another. It's unbelievable. Wow. It turns out my buddy told me he's best friends with the guy. There you go. Anyway, so that's interesting. That's a huge hit, that guy. Nice job. Cincinnati at Navy at the Middies in Annapolis laying 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I would take Navy with the points. I like the triple option going up against Cincy in this spot.
Carver High, you know Cincinnati's going to whack Navy. Everyone does.
I am all in on Cincinnati. They're going for style points every single week. They are going to load up on Navy.
They'll beat them by 40. We're going to come back with Joe Lisi. We got a lot of games to hit, and Joe loves to hit bets. I'm not taking any heat from that side, Carver High. You want problems, I'll give them to you.
The funny thing is, it's like, I don't mind people, like, listen, I don't mind back and forth, you know, on social media. I don't mind it. I love the fun stuff. You want to get on me if I miss something, that's fine. But at least come at me also when something good happens. But when it's constantly just negative, like, You lost this. Yeah, where are you when the good stuff happens? I don't see him tweet me tonight when I said all week long the Browns were going to win, right? I didn't hear that. So, you know, it's only when bad stuff happens. So, you know what? Get lost. He's cut. See you later.
Yeah.
I say when the bad people come out at me, I tell them, a lot of them. I said, "Is this my father? Is this my dad? He thinks I suck too." Just kidding. But
Wow, Joe. That's harsh.
I mean, Joe.
Joe getting a business from his old man.
Oh, you got to see. You got to see, Scotty. You bet against Alabama. How do you do that? Everybody knows Alabama's good. Listen, I love
them. I'm happy whenever Carver High or you or anybody hits a bet. I hate the house. I really do. The hizzy to me's the enemy. I hate all these sports books. They can all kiss my ass. I love beating them. In fact, there's nothing I like more than going to that window and collecting. Or when I go to the cashier and I walk out of there with 20 G's and I give them a nice little fart when I'm leaving. See you later. There's nothing I like better than winning money. I'm telling you. You think I'm kidding. Oklahoma and Kansas in Lawrence are laying 38 in a hook, Joe.
I can only lay it with Oklahoma. We did this. They've won 16 straight against the Jayhawks. I mean, with Caleb Williams, they got to get style points as well. They got to get into a rhythm. There's no turning back. I'm not going to bet this game, but I can only look Oklahoma against Kansas in this spot.
They're going to put 60 on them. I mean,
yeah, you might even want. I mean, if that's the case, you might want to bet the. I didn't even look at the team total, but that might be a way to go as well on Oklahoma.
Yeah, what do you think, Carver High?
I think that they're going to absolutely destroy them. You look at the scores in this series over the last 10 to 12 years. Other than 1 or 2 years, Oklahoma's beaten by like 50 or 60 every single time. I think it happens again.
Northwestern's at Michigan. Michigan's laying 23 and a hook. You know, Northwestern's 500, and I think Michigan's played great football. And if they want to just continue on a track toward a big showdown with Ohio State with any chance at all of beating the Buckeyes, I think they got to punch Northwestern right in the ear, right in the ear, right in the ear socket, right on the, you know, so that like the whole ear swells like a UFC fighter with that big cauliflower ear. They need to punch it right on the ear so that it blows up like a big old chunk of vegetable.
Well, the only thing that scares me is the rivalry game with Michigan State the weekend next October 30th. Is there a look ahead? I think definitely Michigan wins, but I would take the points in this spot. As a contrarian, looking for a little bit of a letdown, vanilla game plan, and Northwestern has a good enough defense where Michigan, we know, is just going to run on them. So that's where I would lean Northwestern. Again, another game I'm not going to bet, but if I did have to bet this game, I would take Northwestern with the points.
Carver High.
I'm kind of with Joe a little bit. I think that Michigan will win this game, but it seems like a lot. Over 3 touchdowns seems like a little bit too much for me.
I think Michigan runs it down their throat and beats them by 30. Penn State, Illinois, at Happy Valley. They got quarterback problems up there. They're laying 23, but Illinois is god-awful.
Yeah, well, Clifford was in practice this week with pads on. I doubt he plays unless it's an emergency type of situation or if the game is on the line somehow where they have to pull this out. I think he comes in. I can only look Penn State here. They're basically 32, 33, and 5 since 2016 at home. They have Ohio State on deck. They got to get right. Coming off a bye week, I like Penn State. But, I don't love the game. I don't love both of these games because of the rivalry games next Saturday.
All right, Wake Forest at Army at West Point. I actually, I think Army's going to beat them.
It's possible. Now, they're coming off a bye week. Wake Forest defense, not good. But they do have the offense to put up points. I mean, I would lean Wake Forest here. Again, don't love the game. Army screwed me last week big time in a big way against Wisconsin. I have a bad taste in my mouth. I want Wake Forest to put up 50 on them and not let up. But I really do. I want them to beat them into the ground in Mikey Stadium. I do. Yeah, I want them down, dead, and buried.
50 against that football team. No one. I mean,
I know. I know because they take 12-minute drives.
They're too good to give. No one scoring 50 on them, Carver High. That Army team is tough.
Well, Joe's got a very, like he said, he's got a vendetta against Army right now. So he wants to see the cadets go down big time. It's probably not going to happen. I think Wake Forest wins, but not like that.
Wisconsin and Purdue at Ross-Ade in West Lafayette. Here's another chance for Purdue to show that last week was not a fluke in Kinnick at Iowa City. Can they beat Wisconsin in Ross-Ade? They're getting 3.5. I kind of like him. I like O'Connell. I thought he played great against Iowa.
Yeah, I'm with you. Graham Mertz couldn't hit the side of a barn with a basketball. That's how bad he is. He sucks. I'm telling you, Purdue throws at will on that secondary. If Wisconsin falls behind, they're dead and buried. Because Purdue's front seven could stop the run. And they did it against Tyler Goodson in Iowa. They could do it against Wisconsin. Paul Christ is an absolute terrible in-game manager. He doesn't always... ass from his elbow. He's terrible.
Oklahoma State's in Ames getting 7. I think they went outright again. No one thought they'd win at Memorial Stadium in Austin, and they did, and I took them. I think they do it again. I'm not buying Iowa State at all this year. I think they've been average.
Yeah, in order to win games on the road, you need to force turnovers and run the football. That's what Oak State does. They won 2 straight in the series. I'm not letting the line fool me on this. I'm going Joe Public. I'm taking the better team, in my opinion. I think it's Oak State. I took them plus the 7.5. I also told Carver, took them plus the 210 on the money line with you.
I want to hear Carver High first on this game. Oregon and UCLA, because I think I heard him on a show today with the clip that they're running in breaks, that you're on the Ducks to actually rake UCLA at the Rose Bowl.
No, I'm opposite. I'm on UCLA to win this game. Joe's on the Ducks to rake them. I like Chip Kelly. I Oregon's better. This line makes no sense to me. Oregon is top 10 team.
Didn't I just hear that commercial and you were the one talking, or was that Joe the one talking? He's on Oregon.
Well, no. I was saying that Oregon's the better football team, but the line stinks. And I'm taking Chip Kelly, and Joe's on Oregon. He thinks they're going to kill UCLA.
Oh, I'm tripping. I know what you're saying now, because I'm tripping completely, because I'm thinking Chip Kelly when he was at Oregon.
Right.
But now he's at UCLA. All right, fair enough. And Joe, who are you on this game? You're on Oregon?
Yeah, I'm on Oregon. They won 2 straight. Anthony Brown, veteran quarterback. They're running the football for around 180 yards on the ground. I like that plus 9 in turnover margin. Here's the other factor. We didn't really discuss it. We'll bring it up tomorrow on College Football Full Circle. UCLA secondary, 290 passing yards per game, almost 8 yards per pass attempt. Look for Anthony Brown to possibly have a big day over the top as well. Love Oregon here.
All right, we got to haul ass now. Running out of time. LSU right. At Ole Miss in Oxford, Miss laying 9.
Love LSU outright plus the points. Matt Corral might not play. Better run team, bad rush defense for Ole Miss over the last 3 games.
Ole Miss will beat LSU with a chick playing quarterback. Pitt and Clemson at the ketchup bottle. Pitt laying 3 and a hook against that crappy Clemson team. Can Pitt finally win a big game?
No. Clemson by 10 in this ball game. Better talent. They step up. I also like the over 47.5. 61-6 straight. 61-6 straight up against ACC opponents since 2014. I'm not buying it.
What do you think, Carver High? Pitt or Clemson?
I can't back Clemson anymore. I just can't do it. Every week I think they're going to snap out of it. They don't. Screw them. I hope Pitt beats them.
There you go. Tennessee and Alabama in Tuscaloosa. They're laying 25.
I'm going to take the 25 with Josh Heupel. I wish it's Hendon Hooker. I'll take my chances with Broadway Jersey Joe Milton and close my eyes with the 25.
Carver High's on Air Force in this game in Colorado Springs. You like San Diego State or the Falcons? Air Force laying 3 to the unbeaten Aztecs.
I like the Aztecs in this ballgame.
Yeah.
I think they win the ballgame outright. Woo. I do. Jordan Brookshire, baby.
I love that play, Joe. I love you. Texas San Antonio at Louisiana Tech, unbeaten, laying 6 and a hook.
I'm going to go with UTSA. Don't love the game, but I'm back in UTSA, more consistent team than La Tech right now.
Ohio State in Bloomington against Indiana laying 21. I had it at 19.
26 straight games Ohio State's won. The only problem, Penn State on deck. Ohio State wins. I'm going to take the 3 touchdowns.
Wow. What do you think, Carver High?
Yeah, I'm laying the number with Ohio State. They're going to paste Indiana.
A&M and South Carolina. A&M laying 19 and a hook.
I can only look at A&M. I told Carver I've been on South Carolina in this series with Will Muschamp. He's burned me every year. I know it's Shane Beamer. It doesn't matter. South Carolina is dead to me.
Dead to me. Miami is hosting NC State, and the Wolfpack are laying 3 and a hook at Hard Rock.
Yeah, another. Does Manny Diaz have plugs, hair plugs? Because it looks like he does. They're dead to me, too. NC State by 10.
I mean, it's not bad enough that he's a bad football coach. Joe's got to go after his lid now, too. He's got to go after his.
I'm going after everything. You cuss me, that's it. That's it. Nobody's safe.
Hey, so UNLV is still up 7-3 on San Jose State. Don't forget tomorrow, Middle Tennessee, UConn, Memphis at Central Florida, Colorado State at Utah State, and Washington at Arizona. All right, Joe, I'll see you again next week. Enjoy all the games on Saturday and even tomorrow night.
Hey, anytime. Love the show. Before I go, this UNLV San Jose State game looks like the longest yard with these uniforms, the guards versus the inmates. I mean, this is ridiculous.
He's right. They have the black and white unis, and there's nothing to them. They're prison uniforms. He's right. That's the best call he's ever had on this show. UNLV up 7-3 early in the second. Nice call by you, Joe. Gopher to 2, Joe Lisi. You check him out every day on pro football, college football shows on Sports Grid Radio. There you go. Carver High does the college football show with him, too. It's badass. It's Pharrell on a bench. Actor Alec Baldwin discharged a prop firearm that killed a cinematographer on a movie set today in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and injured the director. Two individuals were shot on the set. The woman was airlifted to the University of New Mexico Hospital in Albuquerque. She was pronounced dead. The director is undergoing treatment for his injuries. I don't understand. What the hell is a prop gun being loaded and a real gun? And, like, he shot two people, and one of them's dead? I mean, what is happening here? Don't they use, like, fake guns on the movie sets? I mean, what is happening here? I don't understand this story at all. It's true, though. Real quick, Carver High, very interesting. I got to give you, at least I thought I was going to give you, it's very important, hockey. Oilers lead the Coyotes 3-0 after 2. Canes beat the Canadiens 4-1. Cover. Sharks 2-1 over the Senators in Ottawa. Panthers 4-1 over the Avs in Florida. Cover. Capitals 4-1 over the Devils. Cover. Your Islanders lost in overtime to the Jackets 3-2. Flames 3-0 over the Red Wings. Rangers win in Smashville 3-1. Cover. Jets 5-1 over the Jets. Cover. And the Canucks beat the Blackhawks in Chicago. I think the Blackhawks are still winless. This game is Warriors 90-87 over the Clippers with a minute 20 left in the third. A good one in the city by the bay. UNLV still up 7-3 in the second quarter. At least that's what I'm seeing here. And then the Dodgers, 11-2 winners. Game 6 will be in Atlanta tomorrow. Astros, game 6 against the Red Sox in Houston. I'll see you again Tuesday on Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. East. I'm off Friday and Monday. Carver High and Mafia are holding it down on Coast to Coast and on the bench. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. Go to PharrellOnTheBench.com for all my plays.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.